the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, you're the name above all names. You are worthy of I pray, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for, again, allowing us to see a brand new day. Another day that was not promised. Another day that was not a given. As I went to sleep last night, Lord, I didn't know whether you are going to allow me to see this day. But because you are in control of the day and you are in control of the present, I knew that I can take my rest and allow myself to get rest. I didn't have to worry about the cares of this world. I didn't have to carry those things with me to keep me up last night. I didn't have to lay up concerned, because the word tells me that you never sleep, nor do you ever slumber. And since you never sleep and never slumber, and you're the God that's in control of everything, I didn't have to stay up all night trying to handle business, trying to solve things that are going on in this world and that are going on in my life, but I can cast all of my cares upon you and close my eyes and rest my weary body. And I thank you for last night's rest. I thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. And I thank you for giving us a sweet rest that was not a sweet rest unto death. But God, you woke me up this morning, Lord, though my body still was a little weary. And I'm grateful that I heard your call as you called my name this morning. And then, God, I'm so grateful, God, that you woke me up this morning in my right mind. I'm so grateful, God, that you allowed me to rise with a reasonable portion of health and strength. I'm so grateful, God, that you allowed me to wake up this morning with life, and life that more abundantly. I'm so grateful, God, that the beginning of this day is just the beginning of the wonderful things that you have in store for us. We can declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. But God, it's not that you have just created the day, but God, you have already shaped and formed this day for us, because you know our ending from our beginnings. God, you know which way we should take. You know which doors we should go through. You know what doors we should shut. You know the decisions we should make. So, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we desire for you to get the glory out of our lives on this day. God, thank you for a brand new day. Thank you, God, for my right mind. Thank you, oh God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, thank you, God, today. We bless your name, oh God. For you're worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy to be lifted up and you're worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be glorified and you're worthy to be magnified, because you are such a mighty God. God, your praises and your promises, God, oh God, for us, God, they are yea and amen. And I'm grateful, God, that I know who you are. That, God, this is just not some external prayer, Lord, that people pray when they're in trouble. This is not a prayer, God, of someone who don't know you intimately and know the mighty works of your hands. But God, I'm glad I know you. I know you in the power of your resurrection. I know you in the fellowship of your suffering. God, my life, I want it to be made conformable unto your death, Lord, that as you died, God, help me to die to my sins, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that as you rose again, oh God, on the third day, help me to rise as a new man. I'm so grateful, Lord, that even when I fall short of your glory, Lord, you allow us to see a brand new day. God, brand new mercies come with every single day. Your mercies I see, God, because they are new every single morning, because you are a faithfully great God. You are a God of consistency. You are a God of faithfulness, Lord. You are a God of greatness, God, and I'm so grateful, God, that you are a forgiving and merciful God. Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you would cast it out of us right now and bind it on every hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I get prepared for this day, Lord, I send forth praises right now, God, but God, I want to make sure that my praises reaches you. And they come before you as a sweet-smelling savor, Lord. So, God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now, God. In the name of Jesus, wash us even now. Send the rain, God. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing right now, God. Send your power right now. We need power. We need the rain. We need your anointing, God. We need the blood. Cover us in the blood right now, God. Because there's nothing else that can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's nothing else that can make me whole. Lord, yes, you can send the rain, but I want that anointing. But before the anointing come, God, crucify this flesh right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and put this flesh under subjection. Oh, God, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, and he stirs up in this flesh so that we would doubt you. He stirs up in this flesh so we would turn our backs on you. He stirs up in this flesh, Lord, so we would forget about your goodness and forget about your mercy and begin to think on those things that are temporal, those things that will pass away. But Lord, I put this flesh under subjection right now, and I cast the devil out of the minds of your people, God. You shall get the glory out of our lives today. You shall get the worship and the praise praise from your people because you have made us to worship you. You have made us to adore you, God. And I won't allow anything to separate me from your love. So cleanse me right now. Purge me with hyssop. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said if we confess our sins, Lord, it doesn't matter how ugly they are. It doesn't matter how reoccurring they are, God. I know that you want us to turn away. True confession means that we're turning away. But, Lord, even when we get caught up with things that are repetitive, Lord, you're still faithful and just to forgive. You're still faithful and just to cleanse us, Lord. So, Lord, take away those strongholds even now, those things that we keep being called back into, Lord, and free us to worship you. Free us to adore you, God. Free us to come before your presence, Lord, because, God, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, oh, God, or who shall come up before your secret place, Lord? He that has a clean hand and a pure heart, Lord, and hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, Lord. I need your glory, and I need to be in your presence, God. I need to be in your midst, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you, and we magnify you, because you are a good God, a forgiving God, a merciful God, in the name of Jesus. So we confess our sins because you're faithful and just to forgive us even now, God. We ask for forgiveness for sins of omission and sins of commission, God. Those things that we have forgotten about, Lord, that have been lingering around, Lord, that have been hanging around us and causing us to be slothful. They've been causing us to be weighted down, Lord. Forgive us of those sins. Forgive us for not being willing to forgive others that have trespassed against us. God, forgive us of those little sins, those little foxes that destroy the vine. And Lord, forgive us even those great sins, Lord, but all sins are the same because sin of God leads to death because that is the price for sin. And so, Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us of every sin, Lord, oh God, and every wrongdoing and everything that's unlike you, God, take it away from us right now. And I'm so grateful, God, that as you take away that weight of sin, you take away that bondage of sin, Lord, you throw those things into a sea of forgiveness and you remember them no more. God, you don't throw our past up against us. You don't throw it in our face to belittle us and to make us look small. But Lord, you come before us, Lord, with a forgiving heart to build us up. God, you want what's best for us. And Lord, you always want the best for us. And so God, everything you do is about giving us the best. Because we belong to you. So, Lord, as you wash us and cleanse us and empty us up out, God, empty us out of those things that have been taking up residence in us, those things that have been filling our cups, those things that have been causing us not to have room, oh, God, to be able to digest and take in your word. Lord, remove those things from us right now in the name of Jesus. If with too much TV, Lord, take those things away. If it's too much time on the computer, Lord, take those things away, God. Help us to make time to fill ourselves more of you with more of you because what we need is more of you, God. What we need to draw to is closer to you, God. And what we are really longing for is to have more intimacy with you. You place something innate in us, God, that longs for more of you. God, that scripture says, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so does my soul long after you. God, it's something in us, Lord, that makes us long after you, Lord. And so my heart is crying out, Lord, this morning. I need more of you. God, I rise early in the morning to pray because I need more from you, God. I need more from you. I need more of you. God, so come no more and have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, and send the rain even now, God. Rain on my soul, Lord. Rain on my soul. Rain on my soul, Lord. Rain on my soul. Soul, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. I'm looking for the rain right now, God. I'm looking for the rain, God. Rain even now, God, on every dry and thirsty area of our lives, God. Rain even now, God, in every desert area, in every dry land, God, that's in our lives, Lord, whether it's in our home, oh God. Send the rain right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in our relationships, God, with our spouses, Lord. Send the rain right right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in our finances, oh God. Send the rain right now, God, because when your rain comes, it brings replenishment. Lord, send the rain right now because it brings renewal. God, send the rain right now, God, because it brings a refreshing, God, on my job, oh God. Send the rain right now, God. Help me to be a beacon of light and holiness, Lord. But send the rain right now, God, that I may be anointed for that time, that I may be anointed for that place. God, send the rain even now, God, in our churches right now, God, across the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we may stand for the bloodstained banner of it, Lord, that we may stand upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we'll stop being weary in well-doing, that we'll be fretful for the things that are going on in this world, but that we'll be willing to cast all of our cares upon you, God, God, because your burden is easy and your yoke is light. Rain on us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and fill our cups with you. We need you, God, today, and we can't make it without you. There's nothing, God, that is before us today that we can handle on our own. Lord, I can't even dress myself, Lord, without asking your direction, because it's that important, Lord. To make sure that we seek you first in everything that we do. We rise this morning because it's a sacrifice. We rise this morning because you are still yet the best thing. God, you're the best thing that has ever happened to me. God, you're everything that I need and more. So, Lord, even come now and have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's my desire that you will get the glory. God, get the glory out of our sacrifice. Get the glory out of our worship, Lord. Get the glory out of our praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, get the glory out of our service, Lord. We don't want to do anything for vain glory. But, Lord, we desire that you will get the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. My will. Let my will line up with your will, because your ways are far above my ways and your thoughts are far above my thoughts, Lord. So I desire for you to get the glory out of my life. And touch us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Shape us and mold us, God. Lord, I don't want to be an empty vessel. And Lord, I don't want to be a vessel of God, a dishonor. But Lord, I want to come before you with clean hands and a pure heart. Even now, in the name of Jesus, I worship you, Almighty God, because there is none like you. From the rising of the sun until the setting of the same, the going down of the same, God, your name is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Worthy of the honor, God. Yes, you are, oh God, worthy of the praise, Lord. Yes, you are, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, God. Thank you, God, for being so good to me, God. Thank you, God, for being so awesome to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being so merciful, God, to me. Hallelujah. We bless you, God, because you have not just done it for me, but everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, you have done the same things, Lord. If you blessed us to see another day, God, your mercy endure through all generations, God, from generation after generation, God, your love, it never fails, and your love, it never runs out on us, Lord. I'm so grateful for your love, oh God, this morning. You love me so much, God, that you gave me your very best, Lord. And here we stand, God. We don't even take enough time to meditate on you. We don't take enough time to read your word. We don't take enough time, God, to study to show ourselves approved unto you, God. Thank you for being not like us, Lord. Thank you for not being like us, but being faithful to the cause, being faithful to our lives, being faithful to the purposes and the plans that you have for our lives, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, this morning. Thank you for being a forgiving God, a merciful God, a God who knows my ending from my beginning and knows the step that I need to take today. So, God, this we sing, oh, God, and we magnify you this morning because we serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. God, the songwriter said, the splendor of the king, God, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. God, we rejoice in you this morning. Oh, God, we magnify you this morning. We glorify you and lift you up this morning because you are an awesome God, awesome wonder, God.
Yeshua, God, a mighty God, hallelujah, God. We glorify you, Lord. There is absolutely none like you. And when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. We need just a kind of glory to fill our cups, Lord, and come to more and have your way. We long for you, Lord. Oh, God, in a dry and weary and thirsty land, we long for you today. But, Lord, let our longing not just be in words only. But, Lord, let it be in action even now. Lord, I'm even complicit myself, Lord. I'm not doing the things that I need to do, oh, God, to draw nearer to thee, God. Help me, oh, God, to put you first in everything in the name of Jesus, God. To take more time to read your word, Lord. To take more time to meditate on you, Lord. I fill my time with things, Lord, that are temporal, that do not meet the needs and do not build me up, God. Forgive us even now, Lord, as we've been dining and feasting on things that have just been junk food. Lord, we've been still working on milk, God, some of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, but Lord, it's time for us to take the sincere word of God and, God, and digest it, Lord, and not just the superficial things, Lord, but to dig deep into your word, God. In the name of Jesus, you need people that know you and that have power, God. Power comes from knowing your word. Power comes from spending time with you, God. Power comes, Lord, from abiding in you. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you're so long-suffering. You're so wonderful. God, you're so patient with us. And when we should be condemned, when we should be cast aside, Lord, you are so merciful and so kind to be right there with willing arms, ready to lift us up, ready to strengthen us, ready to encourage us, and ready to build us up. Lord, we are sorry that we have not loved you like we should have. We should be loving you. Lord, we are sorry, God, but not taking time to get to know you more intimately like we need to, Lord. Lord, when I was chasing after Lady Yo, Lord, I spent every waking moment, every time that I could to draw nearer to her, Lord. Lord, I need to do that towards you and even more because, God, you are the greater part. Lord, I understand that there's work that needs to be done. But when we seek you first, God, and when we put you first in our lives, you put everything in place that we need to have in place. And, God, you get the glory out of it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, turn us around and turn our faces back to you, God, where we first believe, Lord, where you are the most important thing in the world to us, God. In the name of Jesus, getting to know you, God, was the best thing, oh, God, in our lives. Lord, help us to get back to that time, God, in the name of Jesus, and chase after you, oh, God, as that deer panteth after the water brook, God, help us to long more after you, God, in the name of Jesus, because my soul is hungry, and my soul is thirsting for more of you. You're the only thing that we need and more. And as we go through the day, Lord, when we're filled with you, God, then we're able to accomplish the things that you have set forth for us to accomplish, Lord. Lord, there's somebody that we need to witness to, God, but we're not in the right state of mind. We're not in the right mindset, God, to encourage them, to pray for them, to witness to them, Lord, because we're filled with junk food, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Someone needs us to be a witness. Someone needs us to be a light, Lord, but we're too busy being filled with things that are not beneficial that we can minister to them, God, that we're not ready to give an account for why we believe, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, get our minds right, Lord. Help us, oh God, to get our minds on you, because when our minds are on you, Lord, you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, you need to, for us to be about our Father's business, and we need to be about our Father's business right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So get us shaped right, Lord. We throw ourselves on your mercy gate. Oh, God, touch us right now and have mercy upon us and shape us and mold us, Lord, to be the images that you desire for us to be. We want to be better. We want to be stronger. We want to be wiser. We want to be mightier. We want to, God, give you all that you are deserving of. Lord, no longer, God, are you deserving of temporary praise. No longer are you worthy, God, of my least. But Lord, Paul says that we will present our bodies, he begged them, as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. That's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice. Lord, use me right now. God, I know you can use anything, but Lord, I desire for you to use me because you made me in your image, God, so that I can reflect you. And so, God, help me to reflect you in every area of my life. Help me to reflect you, God, with patience. Help me to reflect you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Help me to reflect you, God, in every area of my life, Lord, because it's my desire for you to get the glory out of me. I want you to get the glory out of my walk. I desire for you to get the glory out of my talk. I desire for you to get the glory out of my actions or my job. I want you to get the glory. Lord, I don't want to do the things that everyone else do. Lord, I don't want to do the things that seem right, God, that always lead to destruction. But I desire to do the things that will bring glory to your wonderful and your mighty name, because you are worthy of my best. You are worthy of my greater. God, you are worthy of my sacrifice. You've just been so good, Lord. Each and every day, God, you remain the same, a loving God, a merciful God, a mighty God, a long-suffering God, a patient God. And your love, it never fails. It never runs out on us, Lord. And when we turn our backs on you and forget about you and put you to the wayside, Lord, you're still merciful. You're still kind, and you're still loving, Lord, and you're deserving. Not just enough to give lip service, but Lord, we desire to come before you this morning to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. You deserve our best. You deserve my worship. You deserve my service. And there are people out there, Lord, that I need to touch. There are people out there that we need to touch by understanding your word, to let them know that there is still hope, that there's still a better way, that it may look like it's the end, but Lord, greater is yet ahead of them. Transform our minds even now. Transform our thoughts even now. Because if we get our mind on you, you not only will keep us in perfect peace, but lives. Get our minds on you right now. Help us to stop feasting on junk food. And God, help us to take in the sincere word of God, the sincere milk, the sincere word of the Lord, which will undergird us, which will strengthen us, and which will encourage us. Touch our minds right now. Lord, some of our minds, oh God, don't have a willingness for new things entering in. But Lord, I bind the spirit of dead cells in our minds right now. Lord, we can learn right now. We can grow stronger, Lord, even now. So Lord, I desire that you would come to more and renew our minds even now. Lord, there's some new things that I need to do on my job. There's some new actions, some new things that I need to learn. And, Lord, I shut down my brain and shut down my mind to learning new things. But, Lord, I want to be made whole. Lord, I want my mind to be made refreshed. God, give me a hunger and a thirst after those things that I may do, what I need to do to take care of my family and to be an example to those that are before me on my jobs. And not just that, Lord, but I need to be able to study your word, Lord. And God, bring your word to my mind, Lord. That means I got to take time to keep feeding myself and keep eating the whole scroll, Lord, that your word, oh God, will be hidden in my heart, Lord, that when I need to declare your word, Lord, I won't be take the lazy way out and just search for it, Lord, but I'll be able to recite it within my soul, Lord, that I may be able to declare it with my soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Make me a better minister, Lord. Make me a better preacher, Lord. Make me a better teacher right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because there are people that are desiring the word of God. They're lost in things, God, that are not, that won't encourage them, that won't build them up, and they need to know the word of the Lord. And we have the answer. We have the solution. We have the promise. So touch us right now. Take away that spirit of laziness. Take away that spirit, oh God, of being stagnant. And Lord, stir up in us the more. Stir up even now the gifts that you have already placed in us. Stir up even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And give us a hunger for you, Lord, that cannot be satisfied by anything in this world but you. We long for you, Lord, today. We're thirsting for you, oh God, today. And Lord, we desire for you to come to more and have your way. Lord, I pray, God, that you get the glory out of our lives. Touch us right now. Make us vessels of honor. Lord, that you'll get the glory out of our lives, glory out of everything that we do today. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We magnify you now. Lord, I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted G. Chalmers Sr., that you would touch him and anoint him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would crown his head with oil. God, allow your cup to run over even now. God, there's such a great anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have for us, Lord. I got to go back to this, but we're not ready for it, Lord. You have greater waiting right for us to pour out upon us, Lord, so that we can do the great things that you have for us. But we have not made the time, oh God, and spent the time with you that we can tap into that source, that we can tap into that power, that we can tap into that anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God, help us, oh God, to make you our primary focus right now, God, that you will get the glory out of our lives, a greater anointing, life. Send the wind even now. Send the anointing even now. Lord, I desire more of you. I desire more of you, God. And I don't want it to be lip service, but help me to put those words into action. Lord, I desire more of you. Get the glory. Bless my pastor. Bless Mother Thomas as well. Strengthen her even now, God. Touch her from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, and strengthen her even now. Make their latter days greater than their former, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life. I speak strength. I speak healing over their lives, over their issues, over their shortcomings. Lord, I speak life right now in every area of their lives. I speak life over their finances. I speak life over their home. God, I speak life over their ministries right now. Help me to undergird my leader in the mighty name of Jesus, to continuously take time to pray for him. Oh, God, to take time to intercede on his behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that is my desire. That is my longing, Lord, that you will get the glory out of my life so that I may be a help to my leader in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and we bless you. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns. I pray for my jurisdictional supervisor, Mother Towns, that you will continue to strengthen her and encourage her, that you will continue to anoint her, God. She's a great woman of God, and we're so grateful of what you've done for her and how you're working on her behalf. 10 years of serving as a jurisdictional supervisor, Lord, I thank you for not letting her labor be in vain. But God, help her to accomplish what you set forth for her to accomplish in this jurisdiction and in the women's department, God, at large. Bless her for her sacrifice. Bless her for her effort even now. Bless her for her commitment, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, her commitment to you, the commitment to the women of this jurisdiction, oh God, and the commitment to our local church as well. God, get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Get the glory even now and bless my supervisor. I pray for the pastors in the state of Virginia, Lord, whether they're part of Virginia 1st, God, Virginia 2nd, Virginia 3rd, Virginia 4th. I pray for Bishop God Wilbert Daniels. I pray for Bishop Levi Willis, Lord. I pray for Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, God, the prelate of the Virginia jurisdiction. Lord, I pray that you would bless them with favor, oh God, and life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies even now. And God, in the name of Jesus, get the glory out of their lives. Lord, I pray for my brother, God, J. Kyle Nicholson. Lord, you just popped his head up in my mind, Lord. I pray that you would touch him, God, and his family and bless his ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, anoint him for this very day and time, Lord, not to just do things to be seen, Lord, but to continue to do those things, God, that will be for your glory and for your honor. Lord, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, God, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Lord, as he works his way to his 20th anniversary in ministry, Lord, bless them with favor and continue to anoint them for many, many more years in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor God Wayne Cream, Lord, and Pastor Andy Court, Lord, and Pastor Ray Satterfield. Lord, I pray right now, God, for Pastor God Floyd Hawkins and Pastor William Cornett, that you would heal their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Drive out the diabetes. Drive out the back ailments right now. God, nothing but the blood can wash us. Hallelujah, and nothing but the blood can save us, Lord. Save my brothers even now, God, and make their feet like hind feet to overcome those obstacles, God, that you've allowed to come their way. Healing, God, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing, Lord, from the very crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, I speak healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, bless Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Lord, in the city of Culpeper. Lord, I pray for Sam Metcalf as he prepares to minister to us on this Friday during our family and friends service. Lord, I pray that you would anoint him and give him a word, Lord, that we need to be encouraged, to be empowered, Lord, to go in victory, to do the greater work that you have for us in the name of Jesus, and bless his ministry. I pray for Pastor Herschel Chenault, and then, Lord, I pray for Pastor Brian Jones. Continue to anoint my brother. Continue to build our relationship, Lord. Continue to help us to undergird one another, to encourage one another, God, so that you'll get the glory out of both of our ministries, Lord. Send in life right now. Oh, God, send in the harvest, Lord. Oh, God, that we won't have room enough to receive it. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provisions, Lord, on behalf of each and every one of our ministries, Lord. And we're thankful, God, that you've allowed us to live and not die. And then, Lord, I would like to thank you for those that you put under my purview to minister, to be an example over at Praise Center. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan that you would send a fresh wind right now and anoint our First Lady and breathe in strength into her body right now in the name of Jesus. I place a lot on her, God. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for her strength. But, Lord, I ask that you would renew her strength right now in the name of Jesus. During this time of waiting, as we pray, God, you said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen right now, God, from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Diamond Star, Lord. I pray for clarity of mind, a better understanding of you, God, and your continued mercies even now in the name of Jesus. I pray for little brother Eric McCowan, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as he has reached his 20th birthday today. God, I'm grateful that you've allowed him to live this long. And God, I pray that you would bless him with many, many, many more years to come. And Lord, help him to keep his focus in on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Help him to understand that you are the best thing, even on this birthday, his day of being born. God, I pray for Crystal McCowan and Erin McCowan, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, I pray for Deanne Graham, Lord, and Brother Renix Graham, God, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, bless her now. Sister Olga Green, Lord, bless her now, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, and Brother Eric Coulter and their families, Lord. Sister Monique, God, and Brother Herbert Lee, that you would touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And then those, God, that have been hanging around, Lord, I pray that you would stir up in them the commitment to the ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we may be about our Father's business. Lord, I'm so grateful that you are God that answers prayers, Lord, that you've allowed people to come and begin to serve at the church, Lord, to do the pantry work, Lord, to take that load off a lady. Place, God. I'm so grateful, God, that you know just what we need and more. That's all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. That's all we have to do is seek and we shall find. That's all we have to do is knock on the door and it shall be open. God, help us to put our faith into action in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for those that intercede on our behalf. Sister Lisa Law, save today, God. Cover today, Lord. Her family, even now, in the name of Jesus. Brother Larry God Brown, that you would strengthen him and encourage him and build him up, God, in the name of Jesus. Help him to understand that he's standing on holy ground, that he's standing on a sure foundation. And when it seems like everything around him is sinking sand, he can have a confidence in knowing that his strength lies in you. Bless Brother Kenyatta Schamberger right now, God. Renew and restore right now, God. continue to open up his understanding, God, that he may draw nearer to thee and that he may have the desires of his heart as well, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for, God, Brother Carl Christopher and, Lord, Brother Roland Wilson. And, Lord, I pray that this day, God, will bring glory to you, that as we go about this day, that we'll lift you up, God. Because when you said in your word that you, if you are lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, Lord, we lift you up now. So draw us nearer to thee, precious Savior, Lord. We need to be in your presence, and we need to be in your midst, Lord. So as we lift you up, oh God, draw me nearer to thee, precious Lord. Draw me nearer to thy presence, oh God. Because in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. There's hope forevermore. Lord, in the day and time that we live in, that's what we need and more. So bless us today. Stir up in us today. Get the glory out of our lives. Father, if you do this, we'll give it all over to you. Glory and the honor and praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.